Blog Talk Radio.
Today is about temptation, about the temptation of Christ, and how we are tempted through many different trials in our life. That's what we're going to be talking about. I'd like to say that if anybody would like to call in for a healing prayer or anything like that, the guest call-in number is 347-996-3615. Guest call-in is 347-996-3615. If you'd like to check out this show any other time, just dialing in the web address. It's blogtalkradio.com/locate77. That's how you can reach this show. Or you can go to the Facebook page. We've got a Facebook page for the Healing Light. It's called www.facebook.com/Healing Light Show. It's all in capital letters, the Healing Light Show. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Healing Light Show. So go straight there and friend that, and I'll keep you up with all the updates and all the things like that. I still want to mention about Art Thomas coming to Catawba County area May the 16th and 17th. I'm trying to find a place to have it at this time. We'd be more than welcome to have a church to host this event. If you would like to host this event, just call me at 828-461-3604, and I'll be more than happy to tell you the details and all the things like that. But Art Thomas is going to come and teach what I'm calling is the empowering of the Holy Spirit evangelism training. So what he's going to be teaching you, he's going to teach you how to evangelize on the street with using the Holy Spirit with hands-on healing. And he's done this quite a bit, and he's very good at what he's teaching. So if you'd like to be involved and you'd like your church to be involved, just call me up, and I'll see what I can do and get things set up. And like I said, just call me at 828-461-3604. And that's all the announcements I have for right now. We was going to have Amos on tomorrow, but I don't think he's going to be on. I ain't heard much more from him. So I think me and Jason Wade is going to do another healing prayer session tomorrow. If you all would want to have a healing prayer, we're not going to yell and scream at you. We had a deliverance last Saturday we had to do, which is takes a little bit of effort, stronger effort to do that. But we don't do everybody like that. It's just he was a special case. And, you know, we do deliverances on there. But we're basically looking for a healing is what we want. We just want somebody to have like a foot problem or something like that. It's a lot easier. But, yeah, that's what we're basically looking for. But if you need a deliverance or if you want a healing, just call in, you know. The call-in number, I'll do healings this morning, too, if you need me to. It's 347-996-3615. And just call in any time, and closer to the end of the show, I'll pull you up, and I'll talk to you, and we'll get into a prayer. But today is the temptation of Christ, and I want to get right into a daily word. I got a daily word I want to give y'all. It says, "I am centered in the stillness of spirit. I am centered in the stillness of spirit." Bicycle wheels create the illusion that the outer tire is spinning faster than the center hub. At the center, they may seem to be no motion at all. This symbolizes the spiritual truth. The peace and stillness of God's Spirit is found at the center of our being. At times, I may feel as if I'm pedaling fast and my life is spinning around and around, yet I am getting nowhere. At such times, I ask myself, have I lost touch with the center truth or with God? To reclaim this stillness, I let go of any hurried behaviors. I ask God to come and take over. As the outer world keeps spinning, I surrender my peace to the peace of spirit and reclaim centered in the quietness of my soul. So if you got any, if your life is running out of control, just center yourself in spirit. I did that the other day, you know, in my car. I think it was Saturday. I was sitting there, and God hit me, and he's brought me into that stillness where nothing exists, no pain, no game, no pain, no game. There's no demons, no mean people. There was no violence. There's nothing. In this stillness of God, none of this exists. In God, none of this exists. He is peace. He is love. So when you go within him, all that parts, all the negative stuff parts, it don't exist. When you go into him, it parts and you can have stillness and peace. That's what's so cool about, you know, centering yourself in God, keeping that relationship with God, and seeing changes in your life. A little biblical saying down here, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives." But what it's saying is, I give you peace. I don't give you the hard times that the world gives you. I give you peace. I give you love. Because he's your creator. He created you. So he gives you love. So I'm going to go right into the temptation of Christ, how he was tempted and how we're tempted many times ourselves. It says in Matthew 4, it says, "Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After spending 40 days and nights without food, Jesus was hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, 'If you are God's son, order these stones into bread.' But Jesus answered, 'Scriptures say, man cannot live by bread alone. He needs every word God speaks.' Then the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem, the holy city, and set him on the highest point of the temple. And he said to him, 'If you're God's son, throw yourself down, for the scriptures say, God will give orders to his angels about you, and they will hold you up with their hands, so that not even your feet will be hurt on a stone.' Jesus answered, 'But the scriptures also say, do not put the Lord your God to the test.' Then the devil took Jesus into the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their greatness. 'And all this I will give you,' the devil said, 'if you kneel down and worship me.' And Jesus answered, 'Go away, Satan. The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil left Jesus, and angels came and helped him." So how many times have you actually been tempted? How many times have you actually been took to a point of temptation, of darkness, that you just, that you're being pushed towards it? Have you fell into that temptation? There's many people that fell into that temptation. All this is a test for you. It's just seeing how far he can push you, how far he can kick you. He might bring sickness in your family, see if you're going to go, ape crap on everybody, and you're going to become mean, and you're going to turn against God, you're not going to go to church, and just to terrorize your family. He does things like that. But, when you're tested like that, you still go to church, you still love God, you still keep that communication, love him through the hard times and the bad times, then that stillness comes to you. You call upon the Lord. Keep your faith strong. You'll see that darkness leave. A lot of people, as soon as they get a little bit of trial and tribulation, they run. They run like a scalded dog to their old ways. And they just, they just break loose. And the thing of it is that, you're not that strong of a Christian if you do that. The Lord's got to be your emergency house. He's going to be your storehouse of love. He's going to be your storehouse of everything to help you for things to work out right, because he will come in your life and bring things that you need into your life. A lot of times we don't see this is because, first of all, our faith is very weak. A lot of times the enemy knows how weak your faith is, and he'll act upon that. That's why you got to build your faith real strong, where things will happen in your life. And don't get me wrong, you don't have to have any faith at all for Jesus to react. I've saw it many times where Jesus reacted, whether you had any faith or not, just to prove to you that he's around. But you don't have to have all faith for God to show himself. I mean, that's common sense, but he shows himself a lot stronger, a lot faster when you do have that faith. The thing of it is, you've got to keep strong. You've got to keep strong no matter what comes your way. You've got to keep strong and stand on that soapbox and say, Lord's my Father. And I guarantee you, you stay strong in the Lord, all things will fall loose. It will break loose. You'll see opening doors starting to happen. I know a lot of people and families that had situations in their life where, they try to go to church and then something happens and they get a little, I've got to sleep a little bit late. I don't want to go to church. I got to sleep a little late. Before you know it, they're pulling away from God. They really wasn't in the Word at all. They're not really paying that much attention to the Word at all or praying to God. They're basically watching TV and playing video games and on Facebook. before you know it, they're back sick. They've got turmoil in their family. Things is happening in their family because the church and whatever they, you know, spiritual connection they have with what was holding together. When they broke it loose, the enemy broke their concentration off. It was back to their old ways, and all the hell that Satan was putting on him comes right back because they was weak-minded. They didn't want to. It takes effort to do this. It takes effort for faith. You just can't sit back and expect it automatically come. You take some effort in that. You got to have some effort in your faith for things to work. If you don't, if you ain't willing to work with God, it ain't much you can do. He could send you angels. He could send you, you know, three or four angels breakdancing in front of you. But if you ain't going to listen to them, you're not going to let them work with you. Ain't much you can do. It takes your will. Your will's got to be added with his for things to manifest, for things to happen. But if you're lazy and you don't have no will, Satan's just going to have his way with you. And there ain't much nobody can do for you, not unless you're really ready to open your will and open the door for God to help you. A lot of people don't see this. They think God is a free handout. He just does whatever and what you say and whether you believe or not, and he doesn't in some ways. Don't get me wrong, but you've got to have some effort. You've got to put some effort on your behalf. You've got to pray. You've got to ask for God to help you. You've got to have that door open of faith for him to work strongly through you. A lot of times he'll use you to help somebody else. They always say when you want healing done for yourself, pray for other people, and you'll see you yourself get healed. Because in the big divine plan, we're all connected one way or the other. We all came from his body. We all came from spirit. God is spirit. We came from him. And if we all came from him, we're all connected in a way. And when you're praying for your brother and sister in Christ, or your brother and sister out here that ain't in Christ yet, you're connecting him. You're connecting them to source. You're connecting them to God. So then, you know, God is able to work with you, work on you when you're connected. Now, if you never pray for anybody, you don't never pray at all, you're breaking your connection to God. And ain't much you can do. He can't see you because you're in such a negative situation that he only sees love. He don't see negativity. He sees of what you could be. When he looks at you, he sees love. So if you're working in a negative situation, he can't see that. Because you're so negative that, you know, it ain't much he can do with you. So when you break that negativity and you ask him to come into your life, then you kind of see things happen in your life. But what I'm saying is, when all heck is breaking loose in your life, get down on your knees and ask God for help. Tell God how much you love him. Thank him for what he has given you. He has given you a house. He's given you a family. He's given you a car. He's given you a job. Thank him for that. Thank him for that. He did a lot of amazing things in your life, and a lot of times we don't even appreciate that. When we appreciate that, that's when things open up for you. I'm going to go ahead and read the 91st Psalm. I love reading this Psalm. It really has power to it, and you can say this along with me if you want to. It adds power to your day, to your situation, and opens God's power fully in your life. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fellow's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror at night or the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that strikes in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent, because he loves me, says the Lord. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I sanctify him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. I just want to read that. That's always a great PowerPoint there in the Word there. I always use that, and it always brings me through. You always need those psalms to add to your day, to actually empower, you know, the Holy Spirit around you, to empower that, to keep your protection going on there. At this time, I want everybody just to fold their hands. I'm going to say, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for all the glorious things you did for us during the week. At this time, Father, I ask you to send your spirit of peace upon everybody listening to this show. Father, I ask for the spirit of peace to come upon them. I ask for the spirit of peace to fill them now in Jesus' name. Fill their room with the spirit of peace. Spirit of peace, fill my room also. I ask you to fill my room with the spirit of peace. Fill their room with the spirit of peace. Also ask the angels, the heavenly angels, your angels, Father, come down and minister to all of us. Minister us to whatever situation we're going through, minister to us. We need your ministering, Father. We need it, and we ask you to send your healing angels, too. Send your healing angels, Father, to us in Jesus' name. Each and every one that's needing your healing angels, need your ministering angels. In Jesus' name, I ask you to send them now to them, right into their room. Ask them to stand around them and minister to the people. Bring healing to them. Show them salvation. Show them glory. Ask you to anoint them. Anoint them with their oils, Father. Anoint them with your oils. I ask this in Jesus' name. Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Everybody, at this time, I want to say a healing prayer. Also for everybody, Lord Jesus, I ask you to show me whatever thing is needing to be healed to anybody that's listening to me right now. Somebody's having a sinus issue. I curse the sinus, the spirit of that sinus issue. I curse it, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I think somebody's having neck issues. I curse that spirit of neck issues. I curse it, I bind it, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of it, neck issues. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I bind you and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Go now. Spirit of pain, go now. Leave. I bind you and leave now in Jesus' name. Anybody with lung issues, I curse that pain in the lung. I command the lungs to be repaired in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill them lungs with your holy fire. I command it all to be transformed now. Father, I ask you to transform their lungs now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for this transformation. Thank you, Father, for healing. Anybody's got feet problems, I command the feet to be repaired. I can't command the ligaments to be repaired, the muscles, the tissues in the foot. I command the bones to be repaired in Jesus' holy name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to transform this now in your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this healing. Thank you, Father, for this transformation. I thank you, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Everybody, this is the end of this show. I want to thank you for listening to me today. We're going to be back Saturday at 10 a.m. And just stop in, listen. And call in, asking everybody who has sicknesses to call in. God bless y'all, and I'll see y'all Saturday.
how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness. Set a prisoner free. There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.